The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Today on Divine Mercy Sunday, I want to share with you one of the most sublime speeches on the subject of mercy that's found in Shakespeare's play, The Merchant of Venice. Maybe you've heard it. It begins beautifully. The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes. I love the phrase, "It is twice blessed." It blesseth him that gives and him that takes. Why? Well, because when we deal with mercy, the world is no longer divided among the winners and the losers, the haves and the have-nots. That is how we usually think. Instead, mercy makes everyone a winner, and everyone has, blessing both he who meets out the mercy as well as the one who receives it. In other words, we don't lose anything when we show mercy. Indeed, we become more godlike. As Shakespeare said later in that speech, "And earthly power doth then show likest gods when mercy seasons justice." In the gospel today, we see the risen Jesus demonstrating this twice blessed mercy. First, when Jesus appears to his apostles on Easter Sunday, Thomas is absent. Then, when Jesus appears a week later on Divine Mercy Sunday, Thomas is present. And instead of reprimanding him for his lack of faith, Jesus shows mercy, saying, "Peace be with you." You see, mercy is always twice blessed. Jesus, of course, can't be more blessed because he is blessing itself. And Thomas is blessed by receiving the Lord's mercy. There are no winners and losers when we are merciful. Everyone wins, and everyone has. This weekend, we will witness two more examples of how mercy is twice blessed. On Friday, Bishop Taylor announced the clergy changes for this coming year. You'll be happy to know that I'm not leaving, or at least I hope you're happy to hear that. But the really good news is that future Father Christopher Elser and another young, handsome priest named Father John Paul Hartnetty will be assigned as two new associates for IC. I'm going to take a two-month vacation this summer after they arrive. And sadly, Father Savio will be leaving this summer to work in the Diocese of Shreveport. How blessed we priests are in being instruments of God's mercy for his people. Every time we administer the sacraments, but especially the Eucharist, we mete out God's mercy and we feel unbelievably blessed. It blesseth him who gives. The second example of God's twice blessed mercy this weekend is that 52 young people will make their first Holy Communion, not at this Mass, but spread out over five other Masses. Today, when they come forward to receive the Eucharist, they will literally put mercy into their mouths and taste God's unconditional love for them, and they will never forget it. I still remember vividly making my first Holy Communion in Hillsboro, Texas. I was wearing a tight, hot suit that made me sweat. I had a tie on that was choking me, and I had to kneel in the first pew because my last name starts with A, and so I was always the guinea pig and had to go first. I still go first for communion as a priest at Mass, and I'm happy about that. And the name of the church in Hillsboro, Texas, where I made my first Holy Communion, can you guess? It's called Our Lady of Mercy. In other words, I first tasted mercy on my tongue at Our Lady of Mercy. You see, the moment of first Holy Communion is truly a moment of twice blessed mercy, because it blesseth him that gives and him that takes. What greater moment of mercy is there in the life of a priest than to feed God's people with the bread of life? And what greater moment of mercy is there for a Christian than to receive the author of mercy on their tongue? My friends, in a few moments, we will all come forward to receive God's mercy in his Son's body and blood. But that Eucharistic mercy is not meant to stop with us, but we must pass on that mercy to others. In other words, Catholic Christians must become instruments of mercy for those we meet, our family, our friends, and especially our enemies, so we can again feel how mercy is twice blessed. Just as we priests are blessed to mete out mercy in church at Mass, so Christians are blessed to mete out mercy because you are called to be priests in the midst of the world. That is where the word Mass comes from. The sending forth at the end of Mass in Latin is ite missa est, which means go. You are sent forth into the world. Sent forth into the world for what? You are sent to change the world of its fundamental dynamic, from a world of winners and losers to a world where everyone becomes a winner, from a world of haves and have-nots into a world where everyone has. Because when we are dealing with mercy, we have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Why? Because earthly power doth then show likest gods when mercy seasons justice. Praised be Jesus Christ.